Sog the Gemara daf tes zayin amid beis, two lines from the bottom. V'idoch mahi, what's the next of Yudches? Dover the Tanan. There's a Mishnah in Olis that says as follows. Kol metaltlin mevinis atuma be'oivi hamadeya. All metaltlin, all movables that are mile over a mace, and at the same time they're mile over a mace on one side. They have a beam that a person's holding. On the one side of the beam, it's hovering over a mace. On the other side of the beam, it's hovering over Kalim. So right now this beam is the oil over a mace and over Kalim, and a person is holding that beam. So Kol HaMetaltlin, all these movables, Mevi'in Es HaTuma, Bo'ovi HaMadeya, Midrabonon, there's a Chiddush Din, usually the Din of oil in order to Metama others, it has to be a Tefach wide. A Tefach is a shame oil that it's Metama others. So the kalim would only become tomei midaraisa if the beam is a tefach wide. Then it's a shame oil to metame the kalim on the other side. However, midrabonon they said that even if it's not a tefach, even if it's only koivi amadeya, oivi amadeya is hekefoi tefach. It's not the diameter of a tefach, but it's the circumference of a tefach. Imagine you have a round beam, so the beam itself is only a third of a tefach. But if you take a string and you go around the beam, the diameter of the circumference of a diameter is always the proportion, the ratio of 1 to 3. So it's a third of a tefach in width, but if etzim the diameter around the going around the circumference of the beam is a tefach. It's an oivi tefach if you go on the oivi amadeya. So the chiddush is it brings tuma midrabanon to the kalim, even though it's not a tefach. Legabe the etzim din of being mile on a mace midraisa, you don't need a tefach. Legabe itself. I mean, if you have something that's a mashu, a pencil that's over a mace is also considered an oil for itself. It's metame itself. If the mace is avia voice, it becomes an avatum because it's mile over a mace. But in order for it to be an oil to be metame others that are also on the other side of the oil, for instance, kalim on the other side of the beam, then it has to be midaraisa tefach. And midrabonon de regoiza, this is the Yudches Dover, one of them, that the regoiza, even if it's not a tefach, even if it's merely koivi amadeya, it's also going to bring tuma to the kalim, to the other side of the what's under the beam, to the kalim, or to the odom that's carrying the beam as oil. Right now, the Gemara is assuming it would also be aliday oivi amadeya. So this tuma that it brings to the other side, to the kalim, Rashi says, it makes into an ava tuma, and even though it's midrabanon, it has a din of tuma zayin, and even though it's not a pesach tefach, but rather it's only koivi amadeya. Zog the Rashi, it's Gemara is going to explain soon. It means yesh be kefoy tefach. That means you have a chut tefach that you makif around it, even though midaraisa and oil is only when it's a tefach, and pachas mi tefach is not an oil. Why? That's a halacha l'moshe Mesinai, like all shiurin that have to be a certain ashir. Oil the raisa to metama others is only a tefach. Here we're goyze hakefoy, the circumference being a tefach, mishum ovyoy, that if you're not going to be considered a shame oil that is metama others, even though it's not a tefach, but it's in the circumference of tefach, then next time you'll say that even a tefach, you won't be metama either. So a kefoy mishum ovyoy, we're goyze, the gzer de rabbonon, that even though it's not a tefach, but it's a kefoy tefach, is enough to give it a shame oil to be metama others. So that's this din. The Gemara says, "V'idoch mayi detnan kol metaltlin," meaning all metaltlin mevienes atuma, but oivi amadeh. It's maybe tuma, even though it's not the oivi of a tefach, and it's the rabbanon. It's enough to be maybe tuma, but oivi amadeh, which is a kefoy tefach. Zok the Gemara, that's Tanakamashita. Om Reb Tarfen, daf yudzayin omer aleph, akapeach es bini, akapeach zok tesis on omer beis. It's a loshen shvur, meaning I'll be mekapeach. He was mitzayer on the shikchas haTorah. He understood, the Ptafen understood the Gemara not to be the way we're explaining now. So he said, I'm making a shvua, akapeach es bani, shezu halocha mekupachas. This is a halocha that's incorrect. I will bury my children because this is an incorrect halocha. If you claim that it's correct, then I'll be ready to bury my children for that. And he said, mamash halosh and klola, because of the shikchas haTorah. It bothered him so much. Zog Rashi mitzayra al Torah mishtakeches umikala zatzmoy. This he held was shikas haTorah to learn up this gzeres chachomim in such a way, because he said akapers benishes v'alochim mikupachas sheshoma hashemea v'tor. The shemea heard the halacha, the following halacha, and based on that he was toya and he considered it one of the yutches dover. What's the halacha that he was toya in? The following ma'isa ha'echar. Ha'echar is a farmer. Oiver, he's going through a field. Umadoi al ksefoi, and he's carrying his mardeya. He's carrying his whip. Oiver mardeya, we said, is the width of this mardeya. Mardeya is a whip. He's carrying this whip that is the size less than a tefach. V'iel tzide achas al kever, and one side of the mardeya is hovering over a kever. So now the question is, does the echer himself become, does the farmer himself become tomei? And they paskin that he becomes tomei. So the shemea, the person that heard this psak from this maisa with the farmer holding this mardeya, hovering over a kever, and he paskin that the farmer becomes tomei, the shemea held and understood, misunderstood, that he's tomei mitzad din oil, that he's a tuma shiva because he's now an oil, that since the mardeya is hovering over the mace, so it's mitama acherim, meaning it makes the person tomei as oil. And likewise, it would make Kalim Tomei, because the Madez is over the Kaver. And based on that assumption or misconception, misunderstanding, he said, Madea is maybe Tuma Koivia Madea. All Metatlin that are on the other side will become Tomei too. Because he understood that the Psak Din, that the farmer is Tomei, is must be because it's considered, even though it's not a tefach, but it's enough the size of a Madea, which is the circumference of a tefach, to be maybe Tuma. To others. Who are the others? The others are the person, the farmer. And just like the farmer becomes Tomei, so to the Kalim on the other side would also become Tomei as oil. For itself to become Tomei, we said you don't need a shear. That's poshet. You can even have a size of a pencil. Doesn't have to be even a circumference of a tefach. But to, maybe to others, it has to be at least a circumference of a tefach. So the misunderstandings of the Ptafen was in the din is that it's going to that the farmer is Tomei as oil. And based on that, you paskin who had the metaltin on the other side, kalim. That, Dr. Ptafen, is the mistake. The reason why the farmer is tomei is not because of oil. The farmer is tomei because he is considering himself tuma b'chiburin. He himself is holding on to the madea. The madea becomes an av, and he becomes a rishon because the madea is hovering over the mace, and he's holding on to something that is an av. Not because he becomes tomei because he's the oil is maybe tuma olav. He's holding on to the item that's an avatuma, so he becomes a rishon. That's the misunderstanding. You can't base on that other metaldim would also become tome, and it's maybe tuma lacherim, even though it's out of tefach. And that's what the Gemara says. The Torah was from the mice of a eichosh oivu madea al ksefoi. The farmer is passing by the sod and he has a madea on his shoulder. V'il tzideh achas ala kever. And they understood or misunderstood that it's going to as oil being metam acherim, and that's why the farmer is tomei. No. Timu oisoi mishum kelim amalim ala meis. The reason why he's tomei is because the kelim amal ala meis, for tumas oil itself, you don't need a shear at all. It can be a pencil size. It can be less than a circumference of a tefach too. So it's kelim amalim ala meis, and that becomes an avatuma if it's over an aviavois, and he is holding on to the avatuma. He becomes a rishon. But it's no shaykhas to tumas shiva. It's not connected at all to tumas shiva. He's not going to be tumas shiva. He's a rishon. Yes, the madea becomes an avatuma. That's something else. But it's not, but the person, the echer, is tomei not because of oil. He's tomei because of, he's holding on to the madea. On that, Rabbi Kiva says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, ani etakein, shiyodivir hachomim kayomim. I'll explain, not like a ptafen. I'll explain the Tanakama that the oviyar madea taka is maybe tuma to the person that's carrying it midrabonon, and it should be kayom in the words of the chachomim. Why? Why did they make this gzeira? Why is it yutchas dover? Why is it yes applicable? They made a gzeira shiukola metaltin mevinis atuma. When you have metaltin that is mile over a mace, it's maybe zatuma. Not on anything that's on the other side of the kli. Not under kalim on the other side, or not under an odom that's on the other side. No. Dafka ala odom shenoisa oisan. Dafka because the echer is holding on to this. Not because of tumas chiburin. But there's a special gzera they made, and they said that it's metaltlin is mevinis a tuma la odom anoisa oisan. What kind of tuma? Tuma shiva. But oivi amadeya. And the reason is, when it has an Oivya Amadeh, when it has an Hekav of a Tefach, so they said, a person that's carrying this, he is going to have a din that the oil is metame him, that he has a gzera midrabonon, that he's metame b'tumah shiva, like an oil amace, like as if he's under an oil amace. Now, a person that would be on the other side of this beam, he would not be metame b'tumah shiva. But the reason why we're metame this odom that's noiser, because midaraisa is really only a metame b'tumah erev. Because why? He's negeah b'oil by something that's mile over a mace. Negeah by something that's mile over a mace, you become a Rishon. The thing that's mile over the mace in Av, and you're Negei, you become a Rishon. So, Midaraisi, you're only a Rishon, and you don't have Tumah Shiva. But there's a Chashash, they were concerned, the Chomet Gzera, that people are going to make a mistake. And they'll say that the reason why he's Tomei, not because he's Negei, and he's a Rishon. They say he's Tomei because the Kli is mile over him. The Kli is maybe Tumah, it's on Achayim that are under the same oil. And they'll come out to a wrong conclusion. They'll say, a Kli that's mile over a person doesn't make him Tumah Shiva. They'll say that it's enough Tumas Erev, even if it's a Tefach. So they made a Gzera that even when it's not a Tefach, it should also have a din of Tumah Shiva. Not because he's holding on to it as Tumah B'chiburin, but they made a Gzera that people shouldn't think that it's because of Tumas oil. Really, it's only Tomei Tumas Erev, because he's holding on, and he's a Rishon. But they said that people might think and say that the person is Tomei because the Kli is mile over him, and they say, look, he's only Tomei Tumas Erev. That means an oil, even by Pesach Tefach, that's mile over something else, will not make that something else a Tomei Tumas Shiva. And that'll be a mistake. That's wrong. Because if it's Pesach Tefach, of course, if it's mile over something else, it makes the other thing Tomei Tumas Shiva. So they'll say that, look, even something that's mild is only Tomei Tumas Erev. So they made a Gzera, and that's the Yutches Dover. There's one of Yutches Dover. They're a Goyza that is a Tumas Shiva Midrabonon on the Eichor. Why? Because people shouldn't say that the din of Kalim that a mile over someone else are only Tomei Tumas Erev by a Tefach. So the Goyza by Hekev for Tefach or to Tefach. And that's how Rabbi Akiva coincided the words of the Chachomim, that it's indeed a Gzeira Drabonon, to make a Tumah Shiva on the Eichar, not because he's holding on to it, that would make him a Rishon only, but because there are Goyza or to a Tefach that is considered Kelim Amalim Olav, and that would make him Tomei, but they'll say he's only Tomei Tumas Erev, if we're not going to enact over here and make a Gzeira that is Tomei Tumah Shiva, even though it's not a Tefach, but it's only Be'akev for Tefach. Meaning Reb Tarfon said you can't come to any conclusions from the Maisa with the Eichar because they were metamehim because he's Negea. He's Chayavals holding on to an Avatuma. He becomes a Rishon Atuma. That's a Tuma. Come along, Reb Akiva says, no, I'll be Mekayim Divrei Rabbonon that it's Taka Gzeira Rabbonon that is Chayav Tomei Tumah Shiva. And that's how Rashi explains. Ani Atakin Divrei Chachomim. I'll be Mesakin the words of Chachomim that say that Oivi Amadeya brings Tuma. I'll be mekayim those words. Yesh dover shemevien olav tumah mamish. What kind of tumah? To require tumah shiva litin hazoyim midivreya midrabonon. On what? Not on a kli that's on the other side of the beam. Not on a person that's under the madeya, but only kagoyin ala odom hanoison on a person that's actually holding on to it. She tome by tumas magam in a Torah, because midiraisi is tome tumas magam meaning a rishon. So goes all up oivy amadeya. There were goyza by oivy amadeya, which is a tefach bi guloi litame tumas oil midivreim that is chayev that is metame tumas oil midrabonon. Kzeira kefim shum ovyoi the chayev in the metamele al kochach tumas deraisa. Since the maisi is chayev tumas deraisa latzruch erev shemesh because he's a rishon that he would need. Vuloi noga b'meis. Now he didn't touch the mace. So people will make a mistake and they'll say, Kosovur, Shumishum oil atometamoi. That is Tomei because of oil. Umishum shiesh bekev for tefach, since it has a circumference of a tefach, and yet you're not metame tumah shiva. Vechevin la metame le tumah shiva, people will make a terrible mistake. Osila meimar. They will say that by oil gomur, by real oil, that's a tefach, nami tumas erev. It's also sufficient to just have a tumas erev. So that's the chashash, and that's why they made a special gzeira that is metamim tumas shiva. Other people that are not holding on to the Madea, or Kalim that are not holding on, those you don't have to be tam at all. The only time you bring Tumah is only by Pesach Tefach. So again, Zok Digamoro, Om Rabbi Kiva, Ani Etaken, Shiyudiv Chachomim Kayomim, I will explain the words of the Chachomim, there should be Kayomim, Shiyukola Metaltim, Mevinis Atumah, Lo Odom Shinois Oison, to make a Tumas Erev, a Tumas Zayin, I mean, Midrabonon, on the person that's carrying the Mardeya. Boivi Amadeya. And likewise, Val Atzmon, meaning on the Etzim Kale itself, that's hovering over a maze, the Cholshein. That doesn't need to have a shear even of a circumference of a tefach. Like I said, a pencil could be a mile over a maze to make the pencil itself tomei. That's avada midaraisa, going to be an avatuma. There's no shear for the size of the kli, the width, when it's a mile over a maze. But that's only the gabi mitama itself. But to be mitama others, then it needs either a tefach or a hekef of a tefach. Val midaraisa tefach and midarabonon a kef of a tefach. Val shar odem kelim and other people. Or Kalim, that are not touching onto the Madeya itself, they were not goyze tuma at all when it's not a Pesach Tefach. They're not goyze tuma at all, vashar on the Kalim, be Pesach Tefach. Meaning, only when it's a Tefach, then it's Mevi'in tuma midaraisa on the Odom and Kalim on the other side. But if it's less than a Tefach, then it's not Metame Odom and Kalim at all, only the Odom HaNoison. The person that's carrying it. And that was the Gzer Drabonon to give him even the Tumah Shivo. So, this Madeh that we're referring to, that's Metame, the person that's carrying it, Midrabonon, the Tumah Shivo, ain't of your Tefach. The width is not a Tefach. The Yesh Be'akefoy Tefach, but the circumference, which is a Tefach, meaning the width is only a third of a Tefach, but the diameter that's a third, the circumference is a Tefach. And that's why. That's the shear, that's metam midrabonon, the person that's carrying it, tumas shiva. If the madeya itself is a tefach in width, then it would be tumas oil midraisa. Then it would be metam, even the odom and kelim on the other side, not touching it. But akoponim, by odom and noison, there were goyzer drabonon, even though it's not a tefach, but it's only a kefer tefach. Why? Gozualekefoy, mishum ovyoi. There were goyzer on the madeya that has a heck of a tefach, that it's metamet tumas shiva like it does to a regular tumas oil on the person on noison, mishum ovyoi. Otherwise, they'll make a mistake and they'll say that there's a tumas erev even when it's an ovi tefach. So they said when it's not an ovi tefach, but it's only a kefir tefach, it's also going to have a tumas shiva. So it comes out, if the maidei itself is a tefach, be'etzim in width, then it's metame odom and kelim, midaraisa, tumas shiva, even if it's not touching it. If it's pochos mitefach, then meaning it's only back kef on tefach, so then it's mitame the odom anoison midrabonon the tumah shiva, and that's the gzeiros chachomim of Yudches Dovor. If it's pochos from that, if it's less than that, then obviously itself it's mitame no matter what. Anything that hovers over maize is mitame itself into an av, but less than that, then it would only be mitame the odom anoison as a rishon. As Nageya, he's holding on to an Av, he becomes a Rishon. But they wouldn't make him in Tumas Shiva only when it's a Kef or Tefach. But if it's less than that, then it's not going to be Metame him only as Tumah B'chibung, and he's holding on to an Av, and he becomes a Rishon.
Zog the Gemara, Ule Reb Tarfen, Do Omer Kapeches B'nisha, Alochas U'mukupachas. Come to Reb Tarfen, you're missing this number of Yud Ches. This is not counted, because he says a kapeches bani. This is not halacha. Halacha. What's the lashon? Halacha mukupachas. It's a mistake. This halacha. Don't derive any halachas from the fact that the farmer is tomei. Reb Tarfon held the farmer is tomei because he's nageya, because he's holding on. He becomes a rishon. So you're missing yudches dover. So what's going to be high mashlim yudches? So because you're not mitame tumas oil midrabanon tumas shiva. So the mother. So botzulei. So he's missing the number yudches. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Af benois kutim nidois marisoson boi b'yom gozru. According to Reb Tarfon, the fact that benois kutim are nidois marisoson, that as soon as they're born, we consider anything that they touch is metame truma because they are considered nidois marisoson, was one of the gzeres according to Reb Tarfon that you include in the yutches.
And like we said before, since the kutim do not dash in this medish chachomim, that what that they dash in ve'isha the extra vav.
to tell us that a ketana that's roya bas yoyim is metame nida. So since they don't dash in this holding of a roya bas yoyim, even though it's not shchiach, and so it's called the miyuta, but upon him, they don't dash in this whole drash, so memela, they're not going to be poirish when they have a ketana bas nida that touches truma. So mele we made exam and we said all ketanos are tome tumas nida marusoson because of this chash that they might have been roya dam even a bas yoyim.
Zog the Gemara, and beidoch sfir lekremeya. That means beidoch in the case of nimru v'gomu beishame beishillel, and they said that kelim the tachas atziner by shecheach is considered mayim shuvim. So that din of mayim shuvim that beishame passels is he holds like a meya that it's taka mayim shuvim. It's one of the yutches dover like beishame because Rabbi Yosi says. Machlokes Adamim Koyma Medes. The Machlokes Beisham Beisil remains. That would not be one of Yud Ches Dover. Because Yud Ches Dover was that Hillel was kof at the end. He agreed to Beishamai. So since he holds like a mayor that it is counted, the Mayim Tachas Atzinor, meaning the Mayim Shuvim, like Beishamai, so you don't have to come on to the whole teretz of Benoiz Kutim and Nidus Marisoson. We only said the teretz of Nidos Benoiz Kutim Nidos Marisoson according to Biyosi. This is Adai Machlokes Bimkoyim Medes, but like Ramei, you don't have to come on to that. So we're saying over here, Reb Tarfon that is losing out this teretz of Ovi Amadeya because he holds it's not one of Yud Ches Dover. So Meila, his cheshbon is that you have the tzinor and you taka do not need the cheshbon of Benoiz Kutim. Nida Kongter Meir, but he does need Benoiz Kutim Nida, because he doesn't have the cheshbon of Mardeya. So Mele, that's how he's missing, he's being mashim that which is missing. Meaning very simple, according to a Meir, you have the Tzinor. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have Tzinor. It's a dime Mechalek's been coming Medes. So we said according to Rabbi Yossi, add Benoiz Kutim Nida. According to Reb Tarfon, you don't have Mardeya, so you're going to add Benoiz Kutim Nida, even if you hold like a Meir. Before we said it only according to Rabbi Yossi that your argument's on the Meir. According to Reb Tarfon, you have Benoiz Kutim Nida and you have Remeya Legabe the Tzinor, but you don't have Mardeya, and that's how he's mashlim dominion Yudches. Zog the Gemara continues Legabe the Cheshbon of Yudches Dover v'idoch. What's the next Gzeira that they had that was Gzeira of Yudches Dover? Haboitzel Legat. If someone takes grapes to the wine press in order to bring out the juice to be derich and to make wine out of it. So shamayoyim huchshar, the grapes themselves are huchshar lekabel tuma through because of the liquid that comes out of the grapes even before the press. Meaning, while during the butzer you have these grapes that are being crushed, so this juice that emanates, that itself is machshir the anovim to huchshar lekabel tuma because it has to be wet, it has to be huchshar lekabel tuma, it has to be Kiyita and Dume, it has to be something that's mitzoynoi. So in Mela, you want the wine. You might not want it over here, you want it, but you want wine at the end of the day because you're bringing grapes to press. So in Mela, this is considered liquid that is considered Dume de Kiyutan, and that's why it's Huchsha Lekabatuma. Hiloloime, loy Huchsha. It's not Huchsha Lekabatuma. This is Gong Leibut. Yes, you want to bring grapes to the press in order to bring out wine, but not juice that's going li'ibud, that's going to waste. That can't be machshir the grapes. So this is the additional Yudches Dover, the din of Shammai, that we say that we're goyzer, that it's considered huchshir lekabel tuma. Zogt Gemara, omer le'hilel le'shammai, mipnei ma, why were they goyzer to be boitzim b'tayro? That you have to make sure that the kelim ator, when you have these utensils that are carrying the grapes, because they're huchshal kabatuma, and if the kelim are tmeim, it's going to make the grapes tomei, because the grapes themselves are huchshal kabatuma. So that was Hillel's taina. Omele Hillel Shammai, mirbeima boitzrim b'tayra. Why are you so concerned about the grapes? The huchshal kabatuma, and you make sure the kelim are tor, ve'ein moiskin b'tayra. And why, when it comes to olives, to zesim, are you not concerned? After all, there's also mashkin that emanate. The moil comes out from the zeisim, so it's also huchshal kabatuma. So why not concern over there to be moisik b'tayro? Oh my lord! So Shammai told Hillel, im takniteni. If you want to compare and you be maknit me b'halocha and you want to tell me zeisim like anovim, gozrani tuma afal amesika. I'll make a gzera that in addition to wine to grapes, also olives are going to be huchshal kabatuma on the mesikas of the zeisim.
Now, Kochi, you have to say there is some type of difference between Yayin and Zeisim, because at the end of the day, he wasn't goyzer by Zeisim. So it could be because wine be'etzim is a juice that happens to be inside the grape, it comes out of the grape juice. Mashenkin, olive oil, the oil doesn't come out. It's the moil that comes out. There's no oil that comes out. So a mail on that, even though it's your intent is to bring out the oil, but that is not going to make it that it's huchsher, the Zeisim. They're not going to make the Zeisim Huchshel Kabatuma.
The Gemara continues now. What took place on this day that Shammai and Hillel were Nimnu v'gomru? There was Rabbi Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zog the Gemara, no, to Cherev Beis Medrash. They took a sword in the Beis Medrash and they were noitz and they said, v'omru, hanich nasi konis, whoever wants to come in, enter. V'ayoyter, whoever wants to leave, al yetze. There's no exiting. They wanted a condominium. They wanted to have a majority. So there's no leaving. And the halacha taka came out like Beis Shammai, and because it was Robu, Minyan, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and this was the day that we goes Yutches Dover. And the halacha like Beis Shammai, because Robu, at the end, Hillel was kofuf and he agreed to him the next day. Zog the Gemara, but on that day, v'oysa yoim, hoya Hillel kofuf v'yoshu v'nei Shammai. Hillel, the goyse, Hillel Anossi was kofuf in front of Shammai. Ke'echem and atamidim, v'ya koshel Yisrael, k'yom shenase v'ya egel. It was koshel Yisrael, k'nase v'ya egel. Explain to Mefarshim, what's the shaykhus to the eagle? The comparison is, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klai Yisrael, and he came down, and he saw that Klai Yisrael revolted, and they were dealing the eagle against Moshe Rabbeinu, against the Eibishter, so to Hillel, who was the Nossi, he was the leader, he was the Nossi, and he had to be kofuf, and he had to go through the Bizyonis, he had to be kofuf, and sit in front of Shammai. Meaning, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, they were zalzel in him, so to Hillel the Nossi do mezalzel in him. That was the Yom Shekoshel Yisrael, Kiyom Shenase by Egel. The Gozu Shammai, the Hillel, and the Begoyzer, that was that the Hanovi Mahuchshel Kabal Tuma, because of the Mashka Yoitzimem, that was the Machloike Shammai and Hillel. Hillel said Loyuchshar, but at the end he was Kofuv and he had to be Goyzer, he agreed to the Gzeira. Veloy Kibli Minayu, like the Mar said earlier, originally when Shammai made the Gzeira and Hillel agreed the next day, it was in this Kabal. But also Talmidayu, and only then later on, the next generation, when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came to the conclusion, the Goz of Kibli Minayu, and then it was this Kabal, the Gzeira, and this is the Gzeiros Yutches Dover that we're saying that was Nitoisef by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that was Kibli Minayu. Now there's a fascinating piece of information that's negated to the Gemara that's saying, Oysa Yoim, that day, Hillel was Kofov Yosef Neshamai. Shteid in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tovkuf Pei. Tovkuf Pei, Sif Beis. Sif Alev starts off, Eilu Ayomim She'iru Behem Tzoros Laviseinu. These are the days that were Tzoros to Klal Yisrael. V'roi Lis Anis Behem, and it's a roi to fast on these days. V'apish Mikzosim Rosh Chodesh, Yesh Mishoim She'is Anuboy. Akoponim, talking about the Taneisim on different time periods throughout the year. Echel benisa meisu bnei Aaron zog dem chamin siv beis asorah ba meisu mirim nistalik abeir Yeshua ben Nun's ptira etc. etc. Then the mechaber says b'shiva ba'adam meisu boi shabein olav hashalom that zayin ader and then it says b'tisha boi nechleku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel the day of the machloekes beis Shammai Hillel is a day that's going to be a tainis because it's a yom tzora just like p'tiras Moshe Rabbeinu just like the other tragedies that befell Klal Yisrael. When is this? Dr. Mechaber? Betisha boy. Zayin Adar Meis Moshe. Betisha boy and Tes Adar was the Machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zoktem Gemara over here. Oysa Hayoim. What's today's date? Today is Tes Adar. Gevaldig is unbelievable. Simon Men HaShemayim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to say, when he had his different choybes, different limudim, many times it came out different chazals, different halachas, mamash what he was learning that day. So he said that's a simon HaShemayim, as the Rabban Libos learned. It's the Eibishter has a nichusig bedafkin in the limud that he's doing. Over here, it's state oysa hayoim. Today's limud tes adar is oysa hayoim, or your hillel kofuf limud HaShemayim. Zog the mechaba, what's oysa hayoim? Tes adar. Today's day, tes adar. Fascinating. Now, legabi the etzim din of the they brought a cherem in the Beis Medrash. So, Rav Moshe and Chuvas discusses this in Archaim, Archaim Hey, that how do you bring a clay zayin in a Beis Medrash? After all, you're not allowed to bring clay zayin in a Beis Medrash. Can't bring a weapon or a cherem into the Beis Medrash. So, he says that in order to pass on a halacha, you're allowed to. Others say that it was faker, it was noatz cheref. Noatz cheref means that the cheref was taka covered. So it shouldn't be in the Beis Medrash physically. That's a pshat in the noatz. Al kaponim, zog the gemara weiter. So back to the gzeira that we said that the anovim ahukshel lekabel tuma, my timer. What's taka the reason that it's hukshel the anovim lekabel tuma? After all, it's holich leibud. Omar ziiri, omar Rab Chanina, gzeira shema yiftzerena bekupois tmeyois. Meaning, if you're going to have kupas that are tmeyois, then even though it's holich leibud, then it's also going to be machshirit because the kupas itself are going to. That the kupas that are tmeyos are going to be machshir the anovim, even though the juice is holich leibud. Zok the Gemara, this is correct only in Nichleman de Omar that says that kli tomei choshe mashkin. That kli tomei, kupas tmeyos, is machshir the mashkin, that even though it's not huchshir, that itself is machshir it. So then shapir, then you understand the gzera, that even though it's holich leibud, but the kupas tmeyos are machshir it. And that's why it's Beishamah holds Boitzel Gantz Machshir. Elamanda Omar, that ain't Klitome Choshe Mashkin. It's even a Klitome is not going to be Machshir. The grapes, so Michael and Maymar, after all, what's the difference that it's Kupas Tmeis? That is not enough a reason to be Machshir it. Zog the Gemara, a new reason. Elamaz Iri Omar Rab Chanina, Gzera Shemif Tzerena Bekupas Mizufofois. You might tar the bottom of the utensil that the mashke should not go le'ibud. And if it doesn't go le'ibud, so then Yutaka want it to be collected. So memel it's taka machshir anovim to mekabel tuma. Even though be a diamond and squeeze it, but lemais it came out and it's not going le'ibud because it's in kupas that are mezufofos. Rav Omar, another reason why we said that it's machshir lekabel tuma. Meaning if you have abundance of grapes that are together, that are clustered together, and when you now remove them, you're going to go with your hands be a dime and remove grapes, remove clusters, that might be a dime that's going to cause juice to get squeezed out. So that's automatically going to happen. But since the might be a dime, that's called the rotzon, even though it's the ibud, but that's called the rotzon, and it's machshedan of him. Zog the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravur, he said that pomim shodem hoylich lekamer. A person goes to his vineyard, lay down, and he comes to check out the grapes. Imigia anovim if it's ripened or not. Imigia anovim lepsiro eloi venoit leeshkal anovim sechtoi, and he takes one eshkal of anovim to squeeze it to see if it's ripe or not. And what's going to happen? Umezalif al gabi anovim, and that liquid now drops on top of the other grapes that are still mechuber to the karka. Ubeshas betzira. Now when you bite to the other grapes, they might still be wet from the previous mashke that was zoylef on it, adayin mashke tefech aleihem, and memela since the mashke over here was yotzel rotzen, he wanted to see if it's ripened. So that great juice is machshir anovim, and that's a Rebbe Geuzer that anytime you take anovim to the betzira, it's huchshir lekabel tuma. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the omid daf yud zayin omid aleph.